This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. A majority of Gaston County commissioners last night agreed to seek legislative approval to let citizens vote whether to remove a Confederate monument outside the county courthouse. In just a minute, WFAE's Andos Helms has a report on competing rallies outside the meeting. But first, WFAE's David Borax reports that the vote followed a public hearing where most speakers favored removal.
Tensions have been high recently over what to do with the monument and over the broader issue of systemic racism in the county. A volunteer panel of residents appointed by the commission voted 7-5 2 weeks ago to recommend removing the statue of a Confederate soldier that was erected in 1912. Of the 23 residents who spoke at the hearing, 15 urged commissioners to remove the monument, many arguing that it's a symbol of white supremacy and oppression of black people. To Sierra Hall, it's time for action.
I don't think that the question should be why we want the statue removed, but the question should be when and what time is it being removed.
Others argued that the statue in its current location sends the wrong message. Here's Wendy Rayfield of Dallas.
We do not need a monument glorifying the Confederacy at the entrance to our House of Justice. This has for too long intimidated many of our citizens, as it was originally intended to do when first erected.
Daryl Jackson was there to represent a coalition of clergy and citizens called GC3. He called for moving the statue to a more appropriate location where its history could be told in better context.
By no means are we seeking to erase history. It is imperative that we understand history. It was not until 1912, almost a half of a century after the Civil War, and the midst of the implementation of Jim Crow laws across the South, that the statue was placed in front of our courthouse. This monument belonged elsewhere.
About a third of the speakers argued for keeping it. Steve Brown of Shelby said it's a place for families to pay respect to the Confederate soldiers who never returned from the Civil War.
Those families, once a year during Confederate Memorial Day on May the 10th, and their descendants can come and pay respect and remembrance to their ancestors because they don't know where they're buried. They're in mass graves from here to Richmond.
Gastonia native Brad Clary said those who want the statue removed are a minority, and he worried about setting a precedent.
If you allow a small group to take control and remove things that offend them, then you open the floodgates to have anything removed. I'm asking you as a Christian, do not move this monument.
After about an hour of comments, Commissioner Bob Hovis proposed continuing discussions at the board's next meeting, August 11th. But board chair Tracy Philbeck argued for letting citizens vote in a referendum.
If we do that, there is not one citizen in Gaston County can say that their voice was not heard. They cannot say it was the politics of this board, whether it's the makeup was Democrat or Republican.
Phil Beck said the county would need the legislature's approval to hold a vote and said the board should direct its attorney to ask local lawmakers to file such a bill. No vote was taken, but in the end, Vice Chair Jack Brown and Commissioners Alan Fraley and Chad Brown told Phil Beck they agreed with a referendum. Commissioners Bob Hovis, Ronnie Worley, and Tom Keeger opposed the idea. The hearing followed rallies outside the courthouse, where WFAE's Andos Helms talked with people on both sides of the issue.
As the meeting began inside the courthouse, about 100 demonstrators gathered outside. On one side of the Confederate monument were people who wanted to see it moved. Scotty Reed of Mount Holly brought a microphone to rev up his side and challenge the other.
That's a beacon, okay? That's signaling to the rest of the United States that white supremacists is safe here in Gaston County.
On the other side were supporters of the monument. They arrived in a group, many riding motorcycles, sporting Confederate and Trump flags, and wearing Sons of Confederate veterans vests. They called out while Reed spoke.
Read the history book, son.
Y'all the ones that hate.
And chanted slogans like USA and
Go home! Go home! Go home!
Reed said it makes no sense for people celebrating the Confederacy, which fought to secede from the United States, to call themselves patriots. He said his group only wants to see the monument moved to a more appropriate location, not destroyed. Although,
we could get enough people out here to where they can give me time to climb it and take my hammer out of my pocket and bust it down.
That's been one fear of county officials, who have seen Confederate statues around the state and the nation vandalized and torn down by protesters. County Commissioner Ronnie Worley, who has called for moving it, says the cost of paying overtime for security is wasting taxpayer money. By the time the meeting ended some 3 hours later, with talk of a referendum on the monument's fate, a much smaller group was left outside. They spilled onto Martin Luther King Way, the street that separates the Confederate monument from a memorial to King on the other side of the street. The people who remained said neither a referendum nor any decision on the monument is likely to heal the rift.
If this one goes down, Martin Luther King's going down too.
Yeah. They move that monument, yeah. It's going to cause a lot more problems. That's going to cause Gaston
County. They ain't enough of Gaston County cops out here to deal with this if that comes down.
That's a group of Confederate monument supporters who didn't give names. A man holding an American flag said they don't trust the news media. Philip Burton, who said he's a longtime Gaston County resident, stayed late trying to find common ground with that group, but also to say the black and white experiences are different.
I can promise you, over 95% of black families don't teach hate. I promise you.
Oh, no.
Burton says he's unimpressed with the idea of a referendum.
I don't think a referendum would do it because, like, at the end of the day, if it doesn't represent pure love, then why are we keeping it?
One thing Burton and some of the people he was talking to agreed on, Gaston County has a lot of work left to do. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.